The Sunday Satsang, August 2nd, 2020. Question someone's asking, is it possible to realize real spiritual abhiman without having a rasic diksha and siddha pranali? Are chanting japa, reading rasic literature and ritual sadhu sangha enough? Well, japa is Krishna and shastra is Krishna and sadhusanga is also Krishna. Krishna is representative of sakshat hari, nasamasa shastra. So theoretically, by tattva, all these are powerful entities of unlimited power. So anything is possible in the spiritual realm. You know, you basically do it yourself. But we see some problems. So you're talking about abhiman. Is it possible to realize real spiritual abhiman without rasic diksha and siddha pranali? I don't know what you mean by rasic diksha. But the diksha, if you generally abhiman. This means, one sense means mentality, but also means a feeling. So in the case of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the abhiman, it was presented and advocated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his followers, Vishnad Narottam, Sadgoswami, etc., as a Gopi abhiman. Radha Kinkari Mama Abhimalashi. This is the only Abhiman to become a Kinkari. Lord Chaitanya said, Atteva Angikara, Gopi Bhava Angikara. I want everyone to Angikara, I want everyone to accept Gopi Bhava. So, in Lord Chaitanya's teaching in Madhya Lila, to Sanatana Rupa, I forget which. But he's talking about the two types of sadhana. Just like Rupa Goswami says in Extra Devotion, Seva Sadhak Rupena Siddhupena Chatri. So abhiman means the mentality that I'm a particular manjari and I have Gopi Bhav. Abhiman is a bhav, it's a feeling. It's a feeling that goes with a mentality. The mentality is centered around a spiritual persona, or spiritual identity of a Sakhi Mandri with Radharani. So you can just make that all up yourself and read all kinds of books and sadhu sangha, but that's not tradition, and we don't see that we don't see any working models of that as a way to attain perfection in Rag Marg and Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We see in ISKCON and Gaudiya Math, two of the gurus that they honor and worship on the guru parampara pictures they have in their temple has two persons that took siddha pranali from the guru. One is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took siddha pranali from his guru Vipin Bihari. Vipin Bihari Goswami was a grihastha from Navadvipa. We don't know anything about him. We don't know if he's a rasic guru or not a rasic guru. But anyway, he took his diksha there, he took his siddha pranali there. And you can see in his diksha patra, and his diksha, his paper that tells his guru's name and his guru's name and on up to Nityananda. He's a Nityananda Parivar, the family of Nityananda. And then you can see the manjari names of all the gurus there. So the Manjari name of Bhaktivinoda's guru is Vilas Manjari. Many Manjaris have the same name. Vilas Manjari is also Jiva Goswami. So don't get confused. This is another Manjari, Vilas Manjari. That's Vipin Bihari Goswami's Manjari Srup Nam. So in Siddhi Lalasa, which is a prayer in Gita Mala by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has prayers to his Siddha Pranali Guru, Vipin Bihari. He says, oh, when will Vilas Manjari come along the footpath and take me by the hand and introduce me to Rupa Manjari? I'll begin my seva. So in that bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is one of the acharyas, mahajans of ISKCON and Gaudiya Math, he's talking about introduction. And then the other devotee is Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He also took Siddha Pranali. I don't know from his guru or whomever, but he took Siddha Pranali. He was a Babaji at Siddha Pranali. His name is Guna Manjari. So this is the standard process since the Goswami times. The guru reveals the Siddha Deha to the disciple, and he gives him the Abhiman. The guru gives the Abhiman. The Abhiman comes from the guru. Abhiman means the feeling of a Manjari, feelings and mentality of a Manjari and the feelings of a Manjari. It's not just a body on a piece of paper. You're so-and-so Manjari and your seva is chamara and your dress is blue and you have ornaments like this and your seva kunj. These are just externals. These are called ekadash bhav, the symptoms of the siddha sarup. But the real thing is abhiman means mentality. Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha 304, abhiman siddhi bhavati. He said, just by having the proper abhiman, one can attain perfection in bhajan, attain perfection in bhakti. So the abhiman that comes, tradition is to all these Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore, Jagannath Das Babaji, Narottam, Vishwanath, Siddha Goswamis, everyone got their gopi abhiman. They got their abhiman of a gopi from their gurus. They got the Siddha Pranali, they got their srup revealed to them, and they get the bhav. It all comes from guru. So she's saying it's a possible, and there's no definition of guru. Any guru has to be a rasic guru and get a rasic diksha. Diksha means receiving the Gopal mantra. In the Gaudiya Sampradaya, diksha means receiving Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri. And sometimes other mantras are given in some lines of Nityananda and Advaita, and other lines they give Panchatattva mantra and Gayatri and Radha mantra and Gayatri and others. But the key mantras, the main diksha mantras that are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Hari Bhakti Vilas are Gopal mantra, 18 syllable Gopal mantra and 24 and a half syllable Kam Gayatri as described in Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the person is saying, can you do it? So there's no question of needing a rasi guru. Any guru that comes in a proper siddha pranali line, any line of Nityananda Parivar, Advaita Parivar, Gadadhar Parivar, like Satyanarayan Das Babaji, he's in Gadadhar Parivar, and there's different Parivars are there. So most of the traditional Gaudiya Vaishnava Parivars, their gurus are Manjaris, and their gurus are Manjari, and they initiate everyone. So the guru, the bhav, the bhakti, the srup, everything is with the guru. So you need, you, she said, can I realize real Abhiman without a guru, without a rasi guru? Forget the word rasik, but you need a guru that has, comes in a line where this Abhiman, Gobi Bhav and Gobi Siddhadeya is part of that line. A rasi guru means someone who's on a level, a guru on a level of Bhav and Prem. And that's like very rare, and they probably wouldn't be initiating anyway. They'd be hidden somewhere. But it says Siddha Pranali. So the answer I would say, yes, you need Siddha Pranali. You need, because the main thing is there's introduction. You're accepted. You're accepted into a family of servitors. You're accepted into, because you have to understand we're entering a family. We're entering a family of worshippers of Krishna. Just like Lord Chaitanya is discussing at Venkata Bhatta from South India, father of Gopal, six Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he said they were discussing Lakshmi versus Radharani, etc. And Lord Chaitanya said, he said, the problem with Lakshmi, he says, Gopika Anugata. Gopika Anugata Koilane Bhajan. Koilane Bhajan. In other words, he said the problem, Lakshmi couldn't become a gopi. She came to Vrindavan, she's in Balvan, and Bilavan, and Balvan, doing tapasya, trying to enter the rasa dance on her own, without a guru, without Siddha Pranali. Without following in the line. That's what Lord Chaitanya said. He said, Lakshmi didn't get it. Lord Chaitanya is also saying, he said, Lakshmi, he says, Gopika Anuga Koila Ne Sadhan. He didn't do sadhana in Anugati. Anugati means following the gopi. Following your guru gopi, who's following his guru gopi, who's following his guru gopi, up to the Nityananda and the Nanga Mandri and Waitaparva, the Waita is Sobhagya Mandri, or he's also called Rati Mandri. So you have to, the head of the Sampradaya is Waita, I mean the head of the Parivar is Gaudiya Sampradaya, the head of the Parivar is Nityananda Gadadhar, or Waita, and they have their Mandri Srups, Sakhi Srups. So there, So you have to, you're accepted, the guru accepts you, and the guru transmits the bhav, he transmits the gopi bhav that he's inherited. He's coming down through the whole parampara, unbroken line of parampara, that bhav has come down through the diksha system, and the guru has that gopi bhav, and he gives that bhav, and he gives that body, and together with the Gopi Bhav and the Gopi Deha, that's what makes the spiritual Abhiman and enables one to actually practice bhajan. And every day we in the ISKCON they sing this bhajan, glorifying Tulsi Maharani. E neva dana dara sakirano gato karo. Sevari kara diye koronija dasi. So this is Siddha Krishnadas wrote this song. They say Dina Krishnadas is wrong. It's written by Siddha Krishnadas. Siddha Krishnadas from Govardhan and is contained in his personal book he wrote called Sadhana Amrita, Sadhana Chandrika Amrita. Something like that. E nivedan daro sakir anugato kara sevari kardiye. E nivedan, my request, I'm holding this request, I'm asking you, please, Koro, make me a follower, sakir anugata. Anugata means to follow, make me a follower of the sakis, and give me the qualification, seva adhikar, to serve and become your dasi. So this is the whole thing. It all comes by acceptance. We're praying. Please, Tulsi, accept me. So the guru, first the guru accepts the disciple, and he or she is qualified. He gives them siddha pranali, reveals their siddhadeya, engages them in proper rag bhajan. Seva sada karupena siddha rupena chatri. Verse Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu, part 1, chapter 2, verse 295. It's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Seva sada karupena siddharupena chatri chayatra means at the same time, simultaneous. So everywhere you read any book, you'll find this same concept. Because to do the bhajan, to meditate on Radha Krishna's asakalya, you need an identity, you need introduction. Who is your guru Sakhi? I don't know. Who is my Yudhishthira? I don't know. What group of Sakhis are in? Who is my chief mantri? I don't know. Where is my seva kunj? Where is the kunj that I do save as a Radha Krishna? I don't know. So this is on your own without guru, without proper guru pranali and proper line. You can't really do the bhajan. And this Dhyan Chandra Goswami, he's a disciple of Gopal Guru Goswami. He wrote a book, Gaur Govinda Smarana Padati. And he talks about how to practice bhajan as a mantri in Gopi Bhav and Gopi Abhiman and the Abhiman. He says the sadaka mantri should contemplate her devotion to her mantri gun, her group of mantris. So then you begin with your guru mantri and it goes on up. The sadaka should meditate on these mantris as they have been described by his guru, and he should remain among them rendering service to Radha Krishna. Because if you're on your own, I mean, who introduced you to Rupa Goswami? Who introduced you to Radha Krishna? Narottam Das Thakur, he prays in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Says, this is in text 52 of Prem Bhakti Chandrika, a commentary by Srila Nantadas. He said the new mantris attain eligibility to engage in the rasic service of Radha Madhav when they have passed Rupa Mantri's examination. Then he said, Narottam Das says, I will shyly stand behind Rupa, Sri Rupa, as Radha and Krishna look at me again and again and smile, and they ask Rupa with a kind heart, "Oh Rupa, where did you get this new maidservant?" Hearing Radha Krishna's question, Rupa Manjari then says, "Manjulali Manjari." Manjulali is the guru of Narottam Das. Narottam Das's guru is Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami's Manjari name is Manjulali. And Narottam's name is Champak Manjari. So Rupa says, in other words, Radha Krishna, they notice this Navadasi, this Naya Manjari has entered the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, and she's been introduced. Manjulali, the Guru Sakhi, has introduced her, his disciple, Champak Manjari, has introduced her to Rupa Manjari and said, please train her and engage her in Radha Krishna's service. The Rupa Manjari is the chief Manjari for everyone, every Parivar. All Manjaris and Sakhis are underneath Rupa Manjari. So then Radha Krishna noticed this cute, tender, Kishori, Kinkari Manjari. They say, who is this new Manjari? Who is this new one? And then Rupa Manjari gives an introduction. So then the introduction. So that's why I said you need introduction, you need acceptance by Guru, and then you have to be introduced. It's a whole family. You don't, without these connections, without these sambandhas, without these relationships, there's no entrance there. Even Lakshmi can't make it. Lakshmi's stuck outside the Rasa circle doing austerity and Bhavan and Vrindavan. So Manjulali, Manjri has given me this new maidservant to bring her before you. Knowing that she's very humble, I kept her for your service. When Rupa Manjri told Radha Krishna this personally, she will engage Narottam in their service. So it's clearly understood here that Rupa Manjri is in charge of bestowing Yugal Seva. During sadhana, the sadhaka must mainly follow Rupa Manjri in rendering service in their mentally conceived spiritual body. So this is the point. So when you get your Nitya Seva from Guru and your Gopi Sarup, your Siddha Sarup as a Manjri, then you meditate on service. And Krishna tells Uddhava in the Bhagavatam 11:15. Yata sankalpa yad buddhya yada va matpara puman mai satye mano yunjams tata tat samupashnute. A devoted person who meditates on me, whom also called satya sankalpa, which means Krishna keeps his promise. Such a person who meditates on me will have all his thoughts fulfilled exactly according to his wishes. So that means the meditation of a sadhaka Manjri, someone who's meditating on service in a Manjri form, Krishna will make it happen. And sadhana, one meditates on their service to Radha Madhava throughout the 8 times of the day, Asakali Lila, and he will achieve this in his Siddhadeya, a mentally conceived Manjri body, which is received from Sri Guru. This is the greatest means of attaining desired siddhi, perfection, and rag bhajan. Krishna says in Gita 8:6, Yam yam vapi sran bhava, whatever one constantly thinks of during life is what one will remember at the time of leaving his body. It will be attained next existence. In the Upanishads it says, yata yato pasate tad eva bhavant iti. As one worships and meditates, so one becomes. In the Chandogya Upanishad 3:14:1 is said, Yaya kratur asmiloke purusho bhavati tate pretya bhavati sakrat-kratum kurvita, which means whatever mentality a jiva maintains in this world, he or she will be endowed with that mentality when they leave this world, and leave this body. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Verse 14, describes the Vaikuntha Vasis. Vasanti yatra purusha sarva vaikuntha murtaya ye nimitta nimittena dharmain aradayan harim. Those persons who live in Vaikuntha have transcendental bodies just like Lord Vishnu. They worship Lord Hari constantly through pure devotion. Commenting on this verse in Priti Sandarbha, 10th paragraph, Priti Sandarbha, Sri Jiva Goswami says, the basic meaning of this Sanskrit of commentary of Jiva is, there are two kinds of associates of Krishna or Vishnu in the Vaikuntha. One is directly engaged in Vishnu's service, and the other is eternally present in innumerable transcendental, not functioning forms that are like sparks from the Lord's radiant form or the treasures of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha's beauty. Each of the innumerable jivas in Vaikuntha is an eternal servant of Krishna, and each of them is staying in the abode of the Lord in a body suitable for Lord's service. By the grace of bhakti, one becomes qualified for the service of Vishnu or Krishna, and by Krishna's grace, that body will be attained. Then Ananta Das explains, in the Siddha Pranali that is received from the lotus feet of Sri Guru within the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, one gets acquainted with this Siddha Deya. No one should consider this to be an imaginative body. This is eternal and real. Of all the innumerable above mentioned, of all the innumerable above mentioned forms situated in the abode of Krishna or Vishnu, there is one form in which Krishna will accept a sadhaka. On the strength of one's meditation, of his meditation, Sri Gurudev is aware of this and is conferring the proper siddhadeya to the disciple. While the sadhaka performs his sadhana, he establishes his self-esteem. Self-esteem means he establishes abhiman into this form. And when he attains praying siddhi, he or she is blessed with direct devotional service within the siddhadeya. Narottam Das Thakur says in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Paka Paka Matra Se Vichar, Pakale Se Prema Bhakti, Apakale Sadhanagati, Bhakti Lakshana Tattvasar. Just as fruit is bitter when it's unripe and sweet and juicy when it's ripe, similarly when sadhana bhakti ripens, it becomes known as Prem. In the stage of sadhana, the relish or the taste is slightly transient due to the presence of anarthas. But in the stage of praying, the relish is very deep. So these are the main points that the key role the guru plays to introduce one, because when you have the siddhadeya and you have the bhav and the siddhadeya combine together to form the mentality. Mentality means abhiman. So without a body, you can't have any abhiman. And without the gopi bhav, you can't have any abhiman. And gopi bhav and gopi deya come from the mercy of guru. This is a teaching of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jiva Dharma and Harinam Chintamani, teachings of Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and Sanatana Shiksha, Rupa Shiksha, Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of the six Goswamis, Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, teachings of Narottam Das Thakur, Bali Bijibhushan, Vishnu Chakravarti, and all the Acharyas. We surrender to Guru, we practice bhajan, and then we start practicing rag bhajan, by the mercy of a Raghunuga Bhakti, by the mercy of a Raghuru, you start practicing Raghbhakti, and the Guru, when he's inspired, he gives a, when the thirst is there, the greed and thirst is there to serve in a specific spiritual identity, Radharani, then the Guru gives a Siddha Pranali. So the person is asking, is it possible to develop this mentality alone without a diksha by a Guru or Pranali from a Guru? I would say it's highly, any course in spiritual life, I repeat, anything's possible, but it's highly unlikely. It's not the standard process. But if one's guru doesn't give that, and they want to stay with that guru, and not go on to another guru, that's fine. They should just keep doing bhajan, like the person said, or chanting Hare Krishna Japa and studying Rasic literature like Radharasudhani, Vilakusamanjali, Sai Goswami books, and good sadhusanga is enough. It's enough to develop your bhakti, but there's key question here is introduction to the family of gopis and mandris, and acceptance. You have to be introduced to them and accepted by them. So you're introduced by someone who knows them. You introduce someone who's been introduced. So if you're just walking in on your own, you're just like Lakshmi Devi. You're walking in on your own. Okay, Krishna and Vrindavan. Like so many people in Vrindavan doing bhajan, trying to attain Radha and Krishna. They don't have guru and they don't have Siddha Pranali. Lakshmi is a clear example. Lord Chaitanya said in Madhyalila Prisha Venkata Bhatta, she was Gopika Anugata Sadhana Ne Koilo. She didn't practice sadhana in allegiance in Anugatya, the Sakis and Manjaris. So one should, and one's in that position, should carry on as they're carrying on with their japa and their study of Rasic literature and meditation and sadhusanga and praying to Krishna to give some enlightenment about how to move forward. And if nothing else, if one carries on like this throughout life, maybe the time of death, Krishna can give prema. His bhakti bhajan is so powerful. Studying Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, sadhusanga, Didi Archa Murti Puja, Brajavas, they're all powerful limbs, Panchanga, powerful limbs of bhakti, and small contact with any of them, Bhav Upajai, Bhav can arise. So just carry on and be sincere about bhajan and depend on Krishna and Guru to bless you. And Krishna reciprocates according to one's needs and one's surrender. Otherwise, if you have to change gurus or start again, it's a little difficult. But if you don't make it in this life, if you're cultivating all these thoughts, the next life you'll start right from the start. You'll find a guru, a proper guru, and traditional line, and you'll get your Siddha Pranali and do Rag Bhajan and Manjari Bhava Upasana in proper system. Jaya Radhe Sham, Jaya Radhe Sham, Radhe 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 Sham.